from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You had the pressure thing about quarterbacks. So Albert Breer spoke about it, and he had said Daniel Jones has the most pressure on him in the NFL. You and I did not even mention Daniel Jones. Because not that we didn't think of him. I just thought it was like a bygone thing. It's like, nah, there's no pressure on Daniel Jones. Everybody's trying to replace him. Even Joe Shane is kind of admitting, without admitting on Hard Knocks, that, yeah, they've been trying to replace the guy. Like, there's no pressure on him. You're making your money. Off you go. But if I say that, and if I say that on WFAN in New York, how many people are going, you say you're a Browns fan? You want to throw stones here?
Well, that's what the thing about this is. We still think there's hope for Deshaun Watson. We still think his career, well, you might say hanging in the balance, but we think that obviously a good year this year could change everything. Not even a great year. I think a good year out of Deshaun Watson changes everything. Maybe people would disagree on that. But for Daniel Jones, I think we've kind of already dismissed his chances of being a long-term quarterback in the NFL. So I don't know. Maybe that's on us, but you know, the whole thing about Watson is we think he can turn it around.
I think there's a hope and an expectation that he can turn around because of the contract. The expectation, there's a hope. I don't know if there's an expectation with some. A part of it is because of the contract. Part of it is because we've seen him do it before. I mean, Daniel Jones, people go, well, he had 15 touchdowns and 5 picks. I'm sorry, guys. You get that at Kirtland High School. And when I say that, I kind of feel offensive to Kirtland High School. I hope I don't offend anybody out there. I mean, Daniel Jones does make $46 million this year.
They can win a state championship doing that.
They can win a state title doing that, but they run the wing T. But either way, when you have this type of quarterback pressure, it's all going to be relative of when he mentions Justin Herbert. Yeah, I think that some media members are going to get mad at Justin Herbert for propping him up over the last how many years. And I think he's done a fine job. I just think they've been empty calories. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, you know, I heard a caller into Volnick yesterday who was filling in for Peterlin. And he was kind of like, you know, it just seems like nothing he can do is going to be ever respected by the national media. No, there is nothing he can do that's going to be that until he goes out and he wins. It's just as simple as that. So there's nothing. I don't even know.
Wait, I don't know if I agree with that. Wait, we think if he just give me a quarterback that might have been like eighth last year in the NFL, a stat line.
Kirk Cousins.
If he had Kirk Cousins' season this year, I think he would get credit.
How far do they go in the playoffs?
They make the playoffs.
Okay.
If they can avoid Kansas City. I don't think you get docked by having to play Kansas City.
Yeah, you say that now, but look at Josh Allen's career.
You go out there and you beat, say, Cincinnati in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah, I think Deshaun Watson gets some credit.
People rip on Josh Allen all the time.
Sure, but it's at a different level, right?
But if you go out and you lose in the wild card round,
they're ripping him because they're thinking the expectation is Super Bowl. I don't think Watson's expectations around the league right now are Super Bowl.
He gets a pass by losing to Kansas City.
A pass? Yeah. I mean,
I think you're crazy.
If he plays well and loses.
I think you're crazy.
Well, say pass, I mean, you gotta put in perspective where the quarterbacks are at. Like CJ Stroud got a pass last year.
Yeah.
Because he went to the playoffs. He lit us up the best defense in the NFL. He lit us up
yeah.
when they were throwing the ball, and they moved on to the second round. Nobody would have cared if he would have thrown five interceptions.
But nobody got a pass for losing to Tom Brady. In hindsight, we might say, like, oh, this guy deserves... But in the real heat of things, why can't Phillip Rivers do what needs to be done? Why can't so-and-so do what needs to be done? Like, that's what it always came down to. Why can't they do what needs to be done? That's what it was always said.
Put it this way.
And I think the same thing would be said about Deshaun Watson.
I understand what you disagree with. Let me put it this way. This speaks more to how low people are around the league on Watson.
Yeah.
I kind of think just getting back to normal quarterback play and showing some above average quarterback play for enough games to get people feeling good about his future in the NFL. Right now, after those 2 years...
I don't think it's just enough to make the playoffs of the national media.
Hold on. After 12 games that he's played so far, I think people are wondering if he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league in a few years. So he needs to at least get to that point where it's not even a conversation.
All right, you know what? I was going to do the baseball thing. I wanted to do that at 8:20 because I got to bring this up with you. 216-474-0092. I don't think that... If you disagree with me, then fine. I don't think he can just make the playoffs this year to the national media. I don't think he can just make the playoffs this year to a majority of Browns fans.
Well, Browns fans, I do think it's a little different. I do think there's a different feeling right now. Browns fans still want that trade to equal AFC Championship game and Super Bowl, especially after Joe Burrow has done all that.
And I think that's also what the national media will hold them to.
I think the rest of the national media is like, can this guy even be a normal quarterback in the NFL?
But I don't think
after his layoff.
No, I think
like,
that...
It's like Michael Vick. Michael Vick went away from football.
Man, I couldn't disagree
Nobody
anymore.
Was expecting Super Bowls from Michael Vick. They were like, can he even be a starter? And then when he did that, he started getting credit again. He had a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah, but I mean, he went to prison and had to come back. Like there was a come from behind story, a redemption story, the work with Tony Dungy,
sure.
Everything like that. There's a guy. He didn't get $230 million. Okay, he didn't get that money.
He was one of the bright stars in the NFL. He was one of the bright stars in sports.
He absolutely was, and he made a terrible, terrible, terrible group of decisions, and he was found guilty of it. And there was a lot of bad things that happened out of that.
But he didn't overcome that stuff with Super Bowl appearances.
No, he didn't. But you're looking, I don't know, the expectation for a guy who's just been handed a guaranteed contract is going to be a lot different from a guy who went to federal prison, for crying out loud, Anthony.
So like it just comes back to the money.
Yes.
In the end, it's the money.
Yes, and not just the money, but the historic part of it being guaranteed fully. Lyman, you and I were talking about the NFL being mad at the Browns, other teams being mad at the Browns a couple of years ago because there was a precedent set. There was no precedent set. Nobody else has guaranteed contracts. We thought that there were all going to be guaranteed contracts.
It was a one-off.
We thought we were in a new age of quarterbacking in the NFL. We're not. And every one of these teams and every one of these fan bases are going, well, they prove it. You don't even need one of those guaranteed contracts. When Joe Burrow, if he really wanted to be a jerk about it and go, wait a minute, you need me. I can do a guaranteed contract. But they don't do that. So now I got the guy who has the guaranteed contract. I got the guy that... I think people openly root against him in the media. I have the guy that I think a lot of people have thought, man, it's been 4 years. What are you really going to do? I don't think they'll tell the tale of his redemption if they go and they lose in the first round of the Kansas City Chiefs or they get boat raced by Kansas City or even if they lose close. Because I got other quarterbacks that don't have the past, don't have any of the other stuff that's been said, and they get ripped for losing to the Chiefs. That's what we do.
Yeah, let me ask you, though. The guaranteed part
of it...
It's not fair,
but it's the truth,
Tone. The guaranteed part of it is absolutely true. And people were outraged, and especially considering that he had all the baggage. I mean, since then, we've had 7 guys get paid more in total value.
Yes.
So every year, that's just going to be more and more and more.
And that...
Do you think we're still talking contract? I know in Cleveland, we're always going to talk about it. But do you think it'll still get talked about nationally when it's 15 quarterbacks have more money?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You think their memory is that good? You think it's going to be that big of a deal?
It doesn't matter. And I know there's plenty of people saying no right now. Think about this, you guys. Lyman had to go ahead and look it up because there's plenty of guys who make more than he does now.
Kyler Murray.
You had to look it up.
Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow.
I got to like how many of those quarterbacks aren't very great? I mean, you know I'm not the biggest Kyler Murray fan in the world, and there'll be plenty of people call up and saying that I'm stupid. I think a lot of people, the jury's out for Trevor Lawrence. All those other quarterbacks are good quarterbacks. And we don't know their contracts right off the top of their heads. It is pounded in the memory of everybody across the country how much he makes. The only way to end that conversation is winning in the postseason. That's it. That's it. So if he gets to the playoffs, you and I, hey, we got back to the playoffs. Because I'll tell you this. If they get to the playoffs, which I don't think is going to be as easy as what some people just expect, considering what the AFC should be again this year, which there's always teams that are better and worse than what we think. If they get back to the playoffs, I'll make you a damn good argument. Depending on, I don't think they can do it in spite of him. I'll make you an argument and say, okay, we're going to have to pull away roster players. We're going to pull away players from this roster. This is a guy who can keep our head above water. We have a franchise quarterback finally. This is a guy who can do it. I'll say that. But if they just go back to the playoffs and they get beat in the first round of the playoffs, I'll make that argument. It will fall on deaf ears across the country, with the exception of us here, which maybe that's how a lot of people like it. It will fall on deaf ears. They'll just look and they go, well, you paid that much just to make the playoffs? You could have had the other guy and made the playoffs.
Sure.
That's what they'll say.
I get that part of it, but you also got to remember there's a bunch of other guys that are getting paid in the AFC too that are really good.
And they
did not have the time off.
And we don't remember their salary right off the top of our heads because they, for the most part, have performed better than him. We remember the money because it was A, an historical contract, and B, he's been scattershot through his time here. We've had flashes of greatness. You're paying for flashes?
Yeah. We've also had flashes of bottom third quarterback play, too.
And that's what people outside are going to remember. So he has to not just go to the playoffs. I don't know where that threshold is. Maybe it's the AFC Championship game.
Right? Like, let's say he at least has a bounce back year statistically. They already showed they could win games without him. So we know if he statistically plays well, they're going to win games with him.
Yeah.
And he gets into the playoffs and he loses a shootout to Joe Burrow or to Patrick Mahomes. At least going forward, I do think people are going to start to believe in him and the Browns again.
Here they might if they do it, but I still think that there's going to be plenty of people. If he's not perfect, if they don't make those runs, if they lose to great quarterbacks, which are great quarterbacks in this league, and there's a lot of guys that maybe don't measure up with them, and I go, hey, there's no shame in losing to Patrick Mahomes. Doesn't matter. In the heat of the moment, they're going to use that against you. There's no shame in losing to Josh Allen or Joe Burrow. In the heat of the moment, they are absolutely going to use that against you. It's foolish to think they won't. It's foolish. I mean, we're talking about two separate things. I mean, you're talking about competing and you're talking about respect. There's differences here.
I'm just trying to get him. I mean, I'd love to skip steps and I'd love for him to be an MVP candidate again. I'm just trying to get to the point again where people even think he's good. There are people that
think
he's Daniel Jones.
Okay, if they think he's Daniel Jones, then these people are high.
Look at how they're talking about him nationally. He wasn't even mentioned in the executive.
He was playing with one arm. He could throw for more touchdowns than Daniel Jones.
He wasn't even considered in the executive poll. Wasn't even a name brought up.
Was Daniel Jones a name brought up?
There were 20 quarterbacks that were mentioned. He was not one of them.
I understand that, Anthony. There's nothing I can take away.
That tells you how the league feels.
If executives are looking at it, what do you think they're saying? $230 million for that? Yeah, I think that's not going to make the list for a lot of executives and scouts and coaches. That's not a surprise. You played right into my argument. Congratulations. You've sold yourself. You did it. You played right into what I'm saying. They have a negative connotation to him, and just making the playoffs is not going to be enough.
I'm saying just get back on that list. You can't even get on the list of the top 20 quarterbacks.
216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys on this. Does he get? Say they make the playoffs and they lose to the Chiefs. Do they get a pass for losing to the Chiefs? Do you think that the people outside of Cleveland, the national perspective, do you think that they will give the Browns a pass? Will give Deshaun Watson a pass if he loses to the Chiefs? Tick, 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 tick. Training camp, it's on its way. Follow it all. 92.3 The Fan. And on the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile, switch to T-Mobile, and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how online. At T-Mobile.com/switch. That was Tone and I about 10 minutes ago. We got Matt Derry coming up at 8:40. I have to talk about reset expectations here for the Cleveland Guardians. There's a lot to do in a short amount of time. 216-474-0092. Now, you, about Watson, is there a free pass, you said, if they were to go, I don't know how this all got brought up. It's pretty organically because I was going to go in a different direction. You said just making the playoffs basically is where you said it for him.
I said that I think Deshaun Watson needs to get back to just being a competent quarterback that can help the Browns win and that can actually show that they have a quarterback that could be an advantage in a playoff game.
In real life, you are 100% correct. In our world, which is not, it's a fantasy of argument, opinion, big bombastic thoughts about teams, you know very well in your heart of hearts that doesn't count. You know very well. If you and I were in Houston, Texas, and we didn't care or whatever, Houston's a bad example because they're the guy, you know, they left him. If you and I were in Phoenix, Arizona, we'd look at it and go, whoa, you paid all that just to make the playoffs and then get beat by the so-and-sos. Like, that would not go well. In real life, you're correct. Hey, them's the breaks. A lot of teams lose to Kansas City. You and I would be that way. Like, hey, you know, a lot of teams lose to Patrick Mahomes. That's the way she goes. We'd be upset, disappointed, whatever it might be. But a lot of teams lose to Kansas City in the playoffs. But in the other world, you know that would be a long, hard 8 months to deal with. Because everybody would say, this is why. This is why it didn't work. This is why it's not going to work, this, that, and the other. He throws one pick and one interception, or one pick and one touchdown and a loss. This is why it doesn't work. He gets beaten a shootout by that guy. This is why it doesn't work. And God forbid he loses to any other team. If they draw the Houston Texans again and C.J. Stroud does it again, maybe not beats us by 30, but if C.J. Stroud does it again, oh my God, it's batting down the hatches.
But you
and I
said,
are going to have to do the show underneath this desk.
You just said, I'll get to the calls here. You just said a shootout to Patrick Mahomes. Do you think 90% of the public even think a shootout with Patrick Mahomes is possible?
More than likely, no.
That would be going forward. That would be moving the ball forward big time.
For us, in real life, You're right about it, but I don't think in the national perspective. Fred in Maple Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Fred. Fred. Kenny in Maple Heights. Kenny.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hi, Kenny.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this is not a past year for Deshaun Watson. It's a must-win year for the Browns. It's the whole reason they got Deshaun to beat teams like Chiefs in the playoffs. They lost to him up there with Baker Mayfield. That was the whole reason they got Deshaun Watson. We got close last year with Joe Flacco, but we got to get over the hump. This is the whole reason we got Deshaun Watson. And it's all in this year. We got to win the Super Bowl. No other answer.
There's a local guy. That's Kenny in Maple Heights.
Yeah, but hold on. He said...
Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, I understand the call. Good call. Must win. We say that all the time with Cleveland teams and a lot of NFL cities. It's must win every year. But what happens if they don't win, but he has a really good year? No one's getting fired.
No.
He's coming back.
No.
So.
Oh, I mean, yes, he's coming back.
So the caller is saying, well, it's absolutely a must. Is it? I mean, so I just laid out, what if he has huge numbers? What if he has a shootout with Joe Burrow and they lose in a playoff game? I think there's going
to
be
to a lot of fans, though, that would be unacceptable.
I think there'd be a lot of hope the following year.
There's a difference.
How can he build on that?
There's a big difference between the Browns' reality and our reality. You're right. Andrew Berry would be back. Kevin Stefanski would be back. Certainly Deshaun Watson would be back.
And now you've seen the quarterback go toe-to-toe with one of the best in the NFL.
Yes, you have. But in
wouldn't that make you feel pretty good?
In fantasy world, which is where most of us live, and we only use real life as a way to get out of arguments that we have with each other, then that is something that's not going to compute for them. Again, you lose to any one of those teams. You lose to C.J. Stroud. You lose to the Bengals. The only one, it wouldn't even be the closest I can meet you halfway on is that we wouldn't have to do the show under the desk. You lose to just about anybody else. Maybe not the Bills. Maybe the Bills. You lose to any one of those other teams, I mean, we're hiding the next day. And we are wincing at the calls.
I feel like people are talking way more positively next offseason if those events occurred than they are this offseason.
Give me another here with Tom on the road. He's next up on the Fan. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing, guys?
Doing wonderful. Go ahead, friend.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. They may feel a little bit better, but you didn't bring them in here not to win championships. You didn't pay that money not to win championships. But people feel a little better. Yeah, nobody's getting fired if he has gaudy stats. But you brought him in here to win a championship, and anything less than that is what you're shooting for. And you're right, it is fantasy. It is fantasy because mm-hmm. we go through our grind Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. and we live for that fantasy on Sunday. And we want the fantasy. We don't want the grind.
You're right. Tom, you're right, and thank you for the call. Lima, I could line up with you the day after if they were to lose in the first round of the playoffs against Kansas City. Hell, if they were losing the divisional round against Kansas City, something like that. And I could sit there and go, hey, you know, he had three touchdowns, one interception yesterday. I don't think it cost him in the long run. They ended up losing 30-27. Patrick Mahomes is Mahomes. What the hell are you going to do? And I think there would be a lot of people calling in going, I don't want to hear that. That's an excuse. Cram it.
I get that, but that's like also saying, it's kind of where we are with the Cavs. Like, hey, they went and traded for Donovan Mitchell. They didn't give up all that stuff.
I made that comparison
but
a million times.
At the same time, here we are, you know, we're going to be 2 years later, and they're clearly our team's better than the Cavs. I mean, the Cavs were just 15th or 16th in a power ranking. Like, they're in the middle of the pack.
One more.
In the NBA. So what does that mean? It's not like we're going to cut Donovan Mitchell?
No. Like, no. We're not. Again, reality towards what people want. And if we're just stuck here,
are Browns fans going to turn in their season tickets?
No.
Because there are other better teams and better quarterbacks?
No. But they will be
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So they will be very angry that they didn't get more out.
Yeah, I get that.
And nationally, you will not get that respect that you crave. Patrick on the west side, then I got to get to this mock audio. Go ahead there, Patrick.
You know, you guys keep changing my mind. I thought I had a point here. I guess I don't. I mean, it's all in the details. You know, first round, of course, everyone would be upset. But the reality is, if he plays well this year and they make a decent playoff run, maybe it's to the second round, maybe it's, you know, a final driver. God, but if they make it to the AFC Championship game, people are going to be so hopeful. I don't think it's do or die with the championship. He's got to show progress, and they got to make it in the playoffs. And you know, maybe they lose to the Texans in the AFC Championship game. I mean, I still think we'd all feel pretty happy about that at that point. I just there's so many details here. I think I was originally aligning with Lima. Kenny, I think you got a point. I mean, and it's sort of how it looks and how it feels.
I think it's something.
We're optimistic always.
Patrick, and you're breaking up a little bit, and I got to let you go because I got to get to this mock audio. Thank you very much for the call. I think you're right because I think it's something that, I'll tell you this, the Monday after they were to lose to whoever, probably Kansas City, say it was like that for the argument here, for the exercise, if they lose to Kansas City, there's going to be a lot of people upset, and if you have that perspective, if you try to talk people off the ledge, they're going to hate you for it. They'll probably hate me for it because that's probably the way I'll see it too. We know each other, right? I do think that that is something they might think as the offseason goes on. But then you're going to get into the question of, is this the guy that can do it? I'll probably say yes. If you lose to Kansas City, there's a lot of guys to keep your head above water. That's what they're going to do with Josh Allen in Buffalo right now. That's what they got to do with Joe Burrow over time in Cincinnati. I could say that, but is it going to work as we have to start letting go of some of those names? Austin Mock from The Athletic. I mocked him for this because it wasn't an opinion, but it didn't make me feel great. This is Austin Mock from The Athletic saying the odds for your Guardians in the second half, not so hot.
Cleveland's been one of the overachieving, you know, smaller market teams for, it seems like, forever now. And so it's part of it is I think they've found some niche with, like, not the most power on offense to get more out of the offense than we're really seeing. And somehow their pitching, which the starting pitching hasn't been all that great this year, definitely what we're used to in years past, but they still are just winning games. They have the best bullpen by pretty much every metric that you can find. And that's obviously a huge help. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Royals of the mid-2010s back-to-back World Series appearances. So I think it might just be like bullpen is kind of, it's really hard to project because a lot of those guys are small samples. So they're getting pulled back from there. If they're truly going to be an elite bullpen, my number's probably a little low, but you know, if you told me they have a slightly above average to average offense. Starting pitching worries me. I don't know if that's a great recipe for one of the toughest schedules by my numbers in the second half of the year.
They did the permutations 100,000 times over because it's not like I wouldn't have believed them if they did it 10,000 times. They did the simulation 100,000 times over and none of them came up good for the Cleveland Guardians. More of that interview from The Athletic with the afternoon guys. Can't call them afternoon boys. I like when they call us the morning boys. Either way, the guys on Afternoon Drive, you can hear that 92.3thefan.com. Should I readjust my expectations? Because if I'm hearing what Austin Mock is saying from The Athletic, don't think I really want to. I said 82 and 80. Right now they're playing way over their heads. Nick Wilson, the guy who conducted that interview, he's getting a hamburger right now from Daryl Ryder. That's how good they've been. And if it were to say, like, you use the C word, you use the word collapse, other people did. If they were to collapse, would it be one of the all-timers? Would it be a disappointment? Would it be an outrage? And I said no, and people were outraged that I said no, that I needed to hold a higher standard. When I hear that, I'm kind of like, no, I kind of want to stick. Kind of want to stick and see where the rest of the season goes because I don't want to deride these guys for what has been a very nice season so far.
I guess it's the only way I can see them missing the playoffs completely, not just the division but also the wild card, is if they played like – you know, 8 to 10 games below 500 the rest of the year, mm-hmm. and they failed to win 90 games. That, to me, would be a collapse because we've seen how good they can be. We've seen the potential, and I guess outside of just having mass injuries going forward, if they had their lineup the way it is and they failed to produce runs the rest of the year like they did kind of the week and a half before the All-Star break, I do think it would be perceived as a collapse, and it would just be like, man, what was in the water to start the season, or what was going on there for a year? I mean, for a half a year, where they built themselves up playing 6:30 ball almost the entire season. They were one of the most consistent teams in the big leagues, best record at the All-Star break, to then fold the way they did and miss the playoffs.
So, what were your expectations before the season?
None. I had zero.
What did you think? Remember a number for a record?
I was hoping for 500 ball.
I was basically the same way. You've changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've earned it.
So what is the expectation now? Not just the playoffs, but what?
First of all, they have to make the playoffs. I mean, they do.
Obviously.
I would have them as an ALCS team. Even now. Still, right now, ALCS.
If I'm resetting my expectations, I might be able to make you as far as ALDS, and I'm still dragging my feet on it. I want to ask Matt Derry about it, whether I need to drag my feet on it or I need to jump in and do a cannonball on it coming up next, as well as what possible trades could be available. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Matt Derry coming up next on The Fan. All-Star break's over. It's time to get down to business, boys.
Yeah, let's get serious here. Let's play some baseball.
Get in gear.
No looking back.
Get your head out of the clouds and get working here. Guardians up 4.5 games in the Central Division, 58-37. They have the best record in the American League, I believe, losses-wise. Yes, they do. And I believe they have the second-best record, yes, they do, in all of Major League Baseball with the Philadelphia Phillies at 62-34. If we can't win the World Series, I wouldn't mind if Philadelphia won the World Series. Matt Derry from the Derry Brothers Guardians cast, also Locked On Lions. Matt, am I high to say that?
You're rooting for the Phillies?
No. I said if the Guardians can't win, I wouldn't mind the Phillies. I didn't say I was rooting for them.
Oh, okay. I mean, you ever been to a Philadelphia sporting event?
I've never been to a sporting event. I've only been through the city once.
Anthony, have you ever been to a Phillies game or a Sixers or Eagles? It's hard to root for some of those.
Yeah, things. I have been to a Sixers game, but it was in New York. But it was good to see the East Coast hatred.
I remember dodging a AA battery that was being thrown at Jason Hansen at the Vet back in late 90s.
Yeah, but Lima threw batteries at John Elway at Municipal Stadium.
Matt, there are Browns fans that to this day say this stadium way too sanitized. They used to throw dog bones and batteries at John Elway and other foes.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Sure, that's true. I get it. Yeah, I guess that's true.
They took pride in it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That Phillies team actually, Ken, is kind of likable. Like, you know, Castellanos, Harper, like they're not. I can see where you're going with that.
Okay.
So, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Sorry, I thought Lima was going to take it away there. That was a very awkward transition.
Matt, I'll put the cards on the table. I said if the Guardians were to miss the playoffs, this is tough talk and tone. If they were to somehow miss the playoffs, play, you know, 8 games below .500 baseball the rest of the year and somehow miss the playoffs, I said it would be a collapse. Ken disagreed.
Don't think so.
Your thoughts?
No, I actually, Anthony, I agree with you. I think this team is primed to win now and looking and playing well. They must add. They've got to add another starting pitcher, maybe two, and show their fans that have come out for them. All right, best attendance they've had in years. That they mean business. This thing is wide open. There's so many buyers. There's not a lot of sellers. Nationally, especially, there's so much parity. You know, the Yankees are struggling right now. But fans in Baltimore are miffed at the Orioles and how they limped into the All-Star break. It's there for the taking. So, yes, it would be a collapse based on what else is around them, which I don't think is a lot of great baseball teams. I mean, you know, Seattle led the AL West by 8 or 9 games. That's down to 1 or 2. So it's open. It's wide open.
It seems like such a downer, though, doesn't it? Because it's not, you know this, it's never just a collapse. It's a whole thing on the Dolans and a whole thing on all this stuff. It's such a big thing. I'm trying to avoid that at all costs, which you might be saying I'm willing to lie to myself, but I'm like, man, we thought they were going to be like, I said they were going to be 82-80, and I thought that that'd be a great season this year. And if they go and they collapse, quote unquote, on their way to the postseason, I just got a hard time saying that, man. I do.
No, I hear you. I think that you're right because the goalposts have been moved now, and collapse is a pretty harsh word, but I still think this team is good enough that they've got to at least make the playoffs. Yeah, what if Minnesota goes on a nice run in the second half and the Guardians are a wild card team? I'd prefer to be the 2 seed or the 1 seed and get a little time off. But, no, they got to make the playoffs. They're good enough, and I think the manager's done a good job. I love that you guys – I've been listening. I know, like, you guys second-guess once in a while. You should. I mean, there's going to be mistakes made. We knew that. But this organization right now, with the amount of talent that's there, 5 All-Stars, they should continue to win. Now, start to the second half here is not going to be easy. San Diego's better road team than home team. They're coming in. They got a lot of talent. Tigers have given the Guardians fits all year, and then they got to play the Phillies. So this is not going to be an easy stretch.
Matt Derry joining us right now on the hotline. So size up the rest of the American League, and where are these teams, like, compared to previous years? I feel like this is more open than it has been in a while atop of the American League.
Well, 2 months ago, Anthony, I said, oh, man, it's the Yankees and everybody else because they were playing so well. But their pitching has gone down the tubes lately. They've struggled. All their starters have struggled. They choked away that game the Sunday before the All-Star break against the Orioles. And almost, I mean, you rarely see a shortstop bobble a ball for, you know, not getting the third out. And then the next you know, at bat, Verdugo, the left fielder, just totally misplays a ball and that should have been caught. The game should have ended. So they're a little bit rattled right now and not playing their best ball. Baltimore, I think, has so much talent. And I think they're going to go out and get a frontline starter because they've got the best prospect haul of any team. If they wanted to go get Tarek Skubal from the Tigers, they could give Detroit Jackson Holliday. There's no Jackson Holliday in the Yankee system. There's no Jackson Holliday in our system. There's no Jackson Holliday in Seattle.
Would they be willing to do that?
Detroit?
No, when you're talking about Jackson Holliday, I mean, like, people were so excited about him. He just got called up to begin the season this year. They'd be willing to do something like that?
I think if you're Baltimore, and this kind of answers Anthony's question, you're looking around the rest of the league going, if we add a number one star, I mean, Tarik Skubal is the Cy Young winner to me. I mean, I think he's a little bit better than Corbin Burns. It's close. That dude is pitching his ass off and has two more years of team control after this. Now, I know he's a Scott Boras guy, so you get him, you're probably going to lose him, but he's the best of the lot. And if the Orioles were really wanting to go for it, yeah, they give up Jackson Holliday. But Baltimore is very dangerous, but again, they need, just like the Guardians need, probably two starters. And then out west, I mean, Seattle's good, but I've never bought into them making a long run. Their pitching is so good, but they just always find ways to gag when it counts, and Julio Rodriguez is not healthy. And then Houston's dangerous because they're on a little bit of a run right now, but I don't know about their manager, and you know, they've got some guys that are aging a bit, but it's wide open. And the Twins, look, the Twins, I'm interested in watching what they do in the second half, because if they keep guys healthy and Royce Lewis comes back, Atlanta's pretty good, and their starters have been better than I thought they'd be.
Did David Fry turn into a pumpkin?
Ken, the best thing we saw Tuesday night in the All-Star game, if you're a Guardians fan, and yeah, Class A was awesome, and it was cool to see Kwan lead off and all these things, but Fry hitting a line drive was like, oh, wait, that's awesome. Like, he had an RBI single. I hope that jumpstarts him. I don't, you know, they'll never tell us how injured he is with that shoulder and if it's bothering his swing. It's obvious he's not played in the field. He's played maybe an inning or two of right field as a fill-in. He's played some first base. He hasn't caught in weeks. Obviously, we know what the Guardians' MO has always been, to never tell us anything. So that's fine. But, like, the fact he turned on that pitch and had an RBI single the other night against Logan Webb, that was huge for him. Hopefully it picks up his confidence, because for the last month he's struggled, and I think his swing has gotten too long. If he shortens up like he did the other night and starts hitting line drives again, that's a big part of the lineup that they need.
Yeah, we've obviously talked mostly about pitching, the addition of pitching come deadline. Anything in the lineup that you could see happening? Anything at the plate?
I'm interested in seeing if the Guardians are staying, and Stephen Vogt is staying with this Angel Martinez in the two hole and playing center field every day situation, because quite honestly, he's been a huge energy boost for this team. And they kind of limped into the break. The guys are tired. You got a lot of young guys that have not played this much baseball like this, stretches like this for a long period of time. And so for this kid to come up and kind of be that, you know, Energizer Bunny a little bit in center field, he's been great. I wonder if he'll hit a wall at some point. What happens when they face, like I said, they'll face Skubal next Monday against Detroit. All right, is Martinez still playing? Is he hitting from the right side? Is this a platoon situation with Freeman? You know, and I was down in Indianapolis last week, and I happened to catch the Clippers playing. Manzardo is clearly the best guy at AAA and the best player on that team. You watch the at-bat. So does he get another chance to come back up if the struggles of Fry continue? Not that Fry's being benched, but I think against some tough right-handers, Fry has sat. So other than that, no. I mean, shortstop's interesting, Anthony, because Rocchio has struggled. And you just wonder, drafting Travis Bezzana, does that mean that come August of 2025, Jimenez moves to short and Bezzana is your second baseman? What does that mean for Rocchio? Is Rocchio part of a package at the deadline this year?
Is Angel Martinez, he's long-term?
He looks the part right now,
yeah.
And I mean, he really does. I mean, he's 22, and I know he's real young, and maybe they'll get a book on him. Look, you know, we've seen this before with other teams, and you know, years ago when the Indians brought up Luis Medina and he lit it up and you went, oh, this is our first baseman DH of the future. Once they get the book on you and teams start to do some scouting on you, they'll know how to pitch you a little bit. I mean, Spencer Torkelson's down in AAA in Detroit, and this is a guy that hit 30 home runs last year. So I hope, but I like his moxie. I like that he's got a little swag to him. He looks like he's just not afraid of this. When Manzardo came up, Kyle looked like he had a little deer in the headlights. This kid just goes out and says, screw it, I'm playing. He loves it and loves playing. So I hope he's long-term. I don't think that's what they expected. I mean, they expected Tyler Freeman to take it and run with it. And he's been great defensively, Tyler has, but offensively the bat's not been hot lately. And Vogt plays the hot guys. He did this earlier in the year when Arias had a good week. He kept playing him until Gabe became Gabe again. So I think for now, Martinez is, he's won the job, at least for right now.
If the Guardians were fortunate enough to set up their rotation for a playoff series, what do you think it looks like?
Currently?
Yeah.
Yes.
And with whoever
Matt,
they might, you know, if you expect them to make a trade,
this
just
is
put,
official.
Put unknown starter that they trade for.
Matt Derry, Guardians cast, hit it. Tell me.
Need it now.
I know. I mean, obviously, I mean, I think Bybee's their best guy right now. I think they would tell you that for a playoff series, they'd probably put Gavin Williams second ahead of Lively. I think that's how they think, because I think they believe that come later in the year, Williams is really going to ramp it up and be dominant. His stuff the last couple of starts has shown that. Not that Ben Lively's been bad. He's been an awesome addition and really a great surprise. But I think, and then, I mean, it just depends on who they pick up. I mean, could they go get Jack Flaherty, rent him, and he's been number one, number two, you know, in Detroit? Could they somehow get Crochet? I don't know what that haul would look like. Or is it more of a second, third tier guy like bringing Cal Quantrill back and not having to spend a lot of capital from the minors to get him? I think they could get Cal Quantrill back and not have to give up Manzardo or Martinez or, you know, Tugboat or any of those people from the minors. I think it would be more of like a Jose Tena situation.
You can't give up Tugboat. There's a, you know, a gate receipt factor to it. So you got to see, him through.
Hey, I mean, the dude, I mean, he's been awesome, and it's a great story, and he's, you know, lovable character, but he's a damn good pitcher. That's for sure.
Matt, thank you very much for the time. Follow him on Twitter at Derry Speaks. Listen to his podcast with his brother Todd, the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. Matt, thank you.
All right, fellas. Always a pleasure.
Oh, same here. The pleasure's all ours. Matt Derry. Again, the Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up at 9:40. Coming in hot. Coming up at 9:20. Someone get Mitch some cologne because some people around here are saying he stinks. Coming up next. They're the most experienced. They're the most desperate. I agree with Albert Breer. I'll make my Super Bowl pick right now on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.